This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. We begin in Rome, where Pope Francis remains in the hospital fighting a lung infection. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford with the latest from the Vatican.
This morning, it was simply to say that the night had passed peacefully and that the Pope had rested. They didn't say he'd rested well, but that he had rested.
She says we can expect another report later today.
The Pope has asked the Vatican to be transparent about the state of his health. We are told by his doctors that he knows it's serious. They've described it as critical, and indeed the Vatican yesterday evening repeated that the Pope was still in a critical condition, that he was not out of danger.
Well, the polls are open for today's national elections in Germany.
I'm Vicky Barker at the Foreign Desk in London. Germany's far-right anti-immigrant AfD parties expected to make big gains in today's elections. Elon Musk is a big fan, addressing the party's annual conference recently.
I think you are really the best hope for Germany.
But all of the other political parties have pledged not to form a coalition with the AfD, even if, as many polls predict, it comes in second in today's vote.
Well, as part of the ceasefire deal with Hamas, Israel was supposed to do a prisoner release yesterday, but BBC correspondent Mark Lowen tells us
Israel has suspended the release of more than 600 Palestinian prisoners, it says indefinitely. So there's been a condemnation by Hamas of what it called a blatant violation of the ceasefire deal, and it said that the criticism of the handover ceremonies was a pretext by Israel to evade its obligations.
Israel says it won't let the prisoners free until Hamas agrees not to parade hostages on stage before they're released. Yesterday, President Trump said he thought Elon Musk was doing a great job in his efforts to slim down the government, but he wanted him to be more aggressive, and Musk apparently followed through.
Federal employees have begun receiving an email with instructions to reply with 5 bullet points about what they accomplished in the last week, with a deadline set for late Monday evening.
It's at CBS's Willie James Inman, who tells us the email also says failure to respond will be taken as a resignation. The 56th NAACP Image Awards were held last night on BET. Former Vice President Kamala Harris was honored with the Chairman's Award.
I grew up inspired by the work of the NAACP.
Dave Chappelle became the first comedian to receive the President's Award.
I won a lot of awards recently, but this one tonight is probably the most special award.
Kiki Palmer was named Entertainer of the Year, and the Wayans family was inducted into the Awards Hall of Fame. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Shouting, Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
We'll be right back. must have made a mess. Oh, but I sent your little wagon up good, I guess. She said he never made a heartbeat so, 'cause he liked that certain something this we don't know. Well, I burst a little bubble of mine's about to go. I'm gonna take her to the dog.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
In at 7:30, looking sharp, with a freshly steamed shirt and a smile for the boss. want your hair slicked back. Every I dotted, every project on track. Wait, wait, how do you get it all done? On the news as you work on your thighs. All your friends want to hear about your dating life as they slowly get chubby with their happy wives. Wait, wait, how do you get it all done? Alexander,
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Paddy's Day, remember the story of Lenny the Leprechaun. Lenny moved to Madison searching for a place to live.
If I find the right place, I'll find me pot of gold.
So he went online and searched up movetomadison.com.
Ooh, what riches!
Yes, Lenny, riches indeed. People that sell with the Aaron Weber Group get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. Virtual or in-person meetings, too. Find your pot of gold when selling with the Aaron Weber Group, powered by Compass.
March is tournament time, and the Lazy Elf Lounge has your courtside seats. Enjoy the big games on the big screens at the Lazy Elf Lounge. Score big with half-price wings during the tournament games when you dine in. Plus drink specials of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products. And make a slam dunk with $2 off pitchers during the game. The Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow the Lazy Elf Lounge on the socials and online at LazyElfLounge.com.
Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
comes to blurs. When you speak out the truth, they may call you crazy and deranged. They take you away and have you socially rearranged. Big people will believe the things they want the rest of us to believe. And if you don't keep a strong mind, it's easy to be deceived. But it's a goodness inside yourself that will set you apart. Just gotta let it show that you have got it deep inside your heart. So may that never more. But to keep moving up, we got to raise our mental elevation. So that there are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. There are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world.
Found Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
We'll be right back.
on the count of three. You know I love the way you look up close.
That Wisconsin sounded so good. It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
For you.
Now you can cry your time away, 'cause all your words are too little, too late. They're too late, it's too damn
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Pepper hair. The party stops, all eyes are on the this well seasoned path. Who are these elder flowers shrouded in mystery? Don't you recognize your grandma's jasmine and rosemary? They are the Spice Girls. Style is in mint condition. Oh, you know you don't need a cardamom of a mom when her moves are sweet as cinnamon. Oh, they are the Spice Girls, muy caliente. They're not here to give you sage advice. They came out to spice up the night.
About Sandy T, a real G from Mill V. You think G stands for gangster, but it's grandma, you see. She's got a sick posse, a corgi named Mr. B. Though she may be turning 80, she's still got energy. She be hitting the gym. You ever heard of water walking?
No.
She's deaf to the left and fine to the right. Man, that stuff is tight. The crochet all day. Legend of the bay. And boys be breaking necks and trying to beak at them turtlenecks. She's a mother of three, and those boys, they give her grief. She's always losing glasses, but she's finding love for me. My grandma's Jewish.
What?
And she's such a gracious host. She's cooking up latkes and a challah French toast. That chick went to Cuba and she taught them how to dance, cause she's the clave master. Just try and catch her. You think you gotta rent her, but chuck, so you know she's master in a Prius Accord, cause she got her knees replaced. But call her Inspector Gadget, cause she lives her life fast. She drinks coffee and tea, cause she ain't messing around. I can guarantee she's the best grandma around.
Cause they're the Spice Girls, muy caliente.
Yeah.
brisa que mujer. No imagino ya vivirla sin tu piel.
Come on, come on, baby, you are mine, I'm yours. You and I for so long, yeah. Come on, come on, baby, he's right, you know. I'm the luckiest in the world. Come on, come on, baby, you are mine, I'm yours. You and I for so long, yeah. Come on, come on, baby, this is how I feel. This is how.
Elena, tú que estás bien buena. Elena, tú que estás bien buena. Elena, tú que estás bien buena.
It's local music from Wisconsin. It's heard here. This is
Every Story Matters. And the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers. Meet Reggie Jackson, the Milwaukee historian and teacher, travels the state sharing Black history while challenging what you think you already know.
Invited to all these communities around the state. These people don't know much about the African-American experience, and so they asked me to come and share some of that with them. To talk about things related to African-American history, race and racism, things of that nature. I've been to over 50 communities around the state of Wisconsin. People like the message that I send. They think it's credible information. It's been one of the greatest joys of my life, and it's been a great journey, and I've appreciated all of those folks that I work with in all those different communities engaging in conversations about really important things to them.
Listen for more inspiring stories all month long. I'm Terry Barr.
is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacey Lynn. The Vatican says Pope Francis had a restful night in the hospital, but is still in critical condition fighting pneumonia. Cardinal Timothy Dolan talked about his friend at St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York yesterday.
Pope St. John Paul II, he's taught us a lot about strength and weakness. He's taught us a lot about being realistic about your struggles, your health, your aches, your pains, and to keep going on. That grit and that resilience is only one of the many lessons that Pope Francis has taught us.
Off to Germany, where voters are heading to the polls today, and CBS's Vicky Barker tells us a far-right party is expected to make big gains.
But all Germany's other political parties have pledged not to share power with the AfD, some of whose members have used slogans dating from the Nazi era, a potential recipe for political instability. Analyst Jeremy Cliff.
A possibly unstable government would be terrible news for Europe.
Just